that. Variability of storage root yield, size, and shape of sweet potato merit clones. And I did this project with Dr. Don Labonte of the LSU Sweet Potato Breeding Program. Most of this research was done at our experiment station in Chase, Louisiana, and Gilbert, Louisiana, through the LSU Ag Center. I did this project as a summer internship. This was done during the fall of 2014 and the summer. So basically every 4 years we have to do an evaluation on our merit clones that is in our tissue culture repository, just to make sure that we have virus index seed, virus free sweet potatoes that can go into our advanced breeding lines and that we can sell to our growers in South Louisiana. And so I'm going to be talking to you about just an introduction on sweet potato viruses, some of the materials and methods, and our results. So just to give you about a little background on sweet potato viruses, there's about 14 well-known affecting sweet potato growers today. You know, there's a lot of concern about pest management, pest damage, post-harvest damage, but viruses are the most detrimental to sweet potato growers. And what happens is you get a complex of viruses accumulating over a long period of years. And on the there's a sweet potato virus disease affected plant. It significantly reduces yield compared to unaffected plants. And so we have to do this procedure just to make sure that we have healthy seed stock in our tissue culture repository. And here's one very common virus. It's sweet potato feathery mottle virus. It's a podivirus. And you can see it causes root lesions. And here's some leaf symptoms causing a loss of yield. And luckily, we have at the sweet potato breeding station and through our extension, a great pathology lab and tissue culture repository where we can virus index plants to make sure that we have healthy seed stock that we can provide for our growers and to use in our advanced breeding lines. And how we do this is virus is through virus indexing, and that just means we take a very small tip of the apical dome from a growing sweet potato slip, grow that in standard agar media with a small cytokinin treatment, and this is grown out for a period of weeks until it's ready to be grafted onto an indicator plant, which is Ipomoea, the Brazilian morning glory. And the reason why we think this helps is because just the rapid division of cells and elongation of them kind of outcompetes the virus. You know, they're just growing so rapidly that they can ultimately, you know, outrun the virus, so to say. And here are some plants and tissue culture ready to be grafted. And this is done a total of 3 times. And if there are no symptoms shown on the leaves, then we can use these merit clones in our breeding lines and as seed stock for our growers. And on the left here is just the indicator plant, Ipomoea setosa. And so we had about a total of 8 different selections total. And these were grown in randomized complete block designs, 3 replications for about 119 days in Gilbert, Louisiana, and our objective was to see if there was any phenotypic variation amongst the merit clones while they were growing in tissue culture, and we further evaluated the yield trial, field trial yield, shape, size, and the storage roots to see if there was any kind of like semiclonal variations. Usually you can see sectoral chimera mutations occurring in tissue culture. And so, this, like I said, this was done at Gilbert, Louisiana. So during harvest, which was in November, we rounded up all the roots and harvested them. and sorted them into U.S. number ones, canners, and jumbos, and they were weighed, and a sample of 10 U.S. number one roots from each selection was taken from the field for further evaluations in the lab. And here is just an example of our sorting. On the left is some U.S. number ones, in the middle some jumbos and canners on the right. And I am just in the field doing some sorting. And here are some of our results. So our approach and our target was to pick the top two highest yielding and highest performing miraclones that didn't show any somaclonal variation, and we wanted to narrow it down to two because we had about five or six different miraclones for each selection. So as you can see, 07146-6 and 07146-5 were the highest yielding as far as U.S. number one roots goes. 07146 is a really important variety for processing. It's used mainly in French fries for wide consumption, which is a really popular market right now. And we were also looking at the significant differences in yield size. We discarded 07146-2 and 07146-9 just because they were a little lower performing, and just went along with 07146-6 just to keep down the numbers of what we had in our tissue culture repository. And we did a little bit of visual evaluations as far as skin color, flesh, you know, size of the roots. On the right is just the true variety, as you'd say, compared to the miraclone on the left. And some of these were cut open to see if we had any changes in skin color, and I'll show you that later. Here's another selection that we evaluated. It's white bonita. It's just a mutation on the bonita variety. And we did the same thing. We just went along with the two highest yielding miraclones, which is white bonita 9 and white bonita 6, and discarded the rest. And we didn't really run into any somaclonal variation among the white bonitas, which is a really good thing. And here we just had the significant differences among the U.S. number one roots, measured in 50 bushels per acre. Here is an example of our visual evaluation, some white bonita on the left and the regular bonita on the right. We did run into some somaclonal variation, sectoral chimera. I don't know if you can tell right here. This is called a sectoral chimera, and these were discarded, and these were found in the 09-109-12, our purple variety sweet potatoes. And the same for our Orleans selection, found some sectoral chimera mutations, which is absolutely no good for our breeding program. And Orleans 55 was just discarded. And we went along with the highest yielding once again, which was 05111-7 and 05111-55. And so these routine evaluations, with doing this, we can make sure that we have healthy planting material for the LSU sweet potato breeding program and growers statewide. And it, just doing this decreases the incidence of viruses and preserves cultivar longevity. And that's it. Thank you.